Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au. Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's every Billy's joke from this week.
Joke?
Last night, Jim, I was sitting on the couch watching TV when I heard my wife's voice from the kitchen. This is a joke, Jim. Mm-hmm. And my wife's voice from the kitchen. What would you like for dinner, my love? Chicken, beef, or lamb? I said, thank you, darling. I'll have the chicken, please. She said, you're getting soup, you fat bastard. I was talking to the cat.
Oh, no.
That's what I heard. It's
just like a story.
Yep.
With no interest or Hume.
No, it's a bit of Hume.
No Hume.
Just giving me the soup.
It's actually
fat's getting the soup.
Sans Hume.
It's what?
It's sans Hume. Without Hume.
Why you say sans? Well,
because if you're speaking in French, they say
sans. Well, you're not French. You're not even French, you little French.
No!
I was going to say something. Bit me
tongue. We can't. You just can't have him.
Pins is nearly back, Jim. It's nearly 1st of September.
You're nearly finished, and we haven't even got to the 1st of September.
I'm done already. Did you say dishes?
Dishes.
No, you asked me what rhymes with orange, right?
Right.
Ready? When we're on there.
Okay.
Right. Here we are. Joke?
Yeah, just did that. Yeah. Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
What rhymes with orange?
No, it doesn't.
That can't be a joke.
Oh, Bill.
That can't be a joke.
No, that was a starter.
No,
but a good one.
No, that's we can edit that out.
No.
That's the good bit about this.
Yeah, what doesn't
we can
rhyme
get rid
with
of
orange?
That
Jim.
Oh, my God.
You're still going with it.
You're still trying to make sense of that one.
I love me dogs at the minute. I'm all over the dogs, mate. Small, big, whatever you want. What have I got? I can't remember. I bought a dog off a blacksmith, Jim. Did you know that?
No.
Well, a couple of years ago, I bought a dog off a blacksmith.
Wouldn't be a lot of years ago if you bought it off a blacksmith.
Yeah, actually, it was a long time. It was in a past
back
life.
In the 50s.
You're true. That's true. A long time ago, yeah. Jim, I bought a dog off a blacksmith.
Yes.
And the moment I got him home, he made a bolt for the door.
Oh, no. So that's just one.
I thought the first
real
was
bad one, yeah. And then I'll just double down on it.
Jim, two shit ones equals a not a bad one.
Oh. It's been the story of Bill's life.
Oh, Jim. I hired a handyman the other day and gave him my lists as I went out to work, and I come back home. He'd only done a third of the five jobs, Jim.
Right.
Turns out he only does odd jobs.
Oh, no.
How bad's that?
What should it do? Hey,
not only an appalling joke, also been told before, and when you got to the punchline, you then slaughtered it.
Come on, Vince.
What sort of September works that from Bins?
That's just starting to.
What I love too is when you look at, he does a great job obviously with our social media, when you look at anything that's posted about this show, every single person refers to him as Bins.
And I tell you what else they do. They love the jokes. You blokes give me nothing.
No, they don't.
They pass them on and float them on. Or
no, they don't.
What do you do?
Don't say anything.
Forward them on. There you go. Sucked in.
Forward them.
Ah, Jim. Finally, my winter fat is gone. Now I have spring rolls. It's out of the Herald Sun, that one.
We get to just rabbits. Just hit that intro, will you?
Sure.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Righto. So here we go with the joke.
Finally, my winter fat is gone. Jim, what does a garlic do when it gets hot?
What?
It takes its cloves off.
See, that's like one of those Christmas Day ones you get out of your hat. What you do is you get it out of the hat and then you look at it and go, that's not even good enough to tell at the dinner table on Christmas Day.
But good enough here.
No.
Yes, but good enough here. Oh, we're running a bit low. The well is a bit low.
Blow me down.
Jimmy boy. Do you have to say sorry to anyone, or do we do that now?
Or is it a bad joke?
No, it's a fruity one,
all
Jim.
Right. Well, let's see.
Paddy. Oh, Paddy. Paddy rings his new girlfriend doorbell, Jim, with a big bunch of flowers. Oh, he's happy with himself, Paddy.
Mm.
She opens the door, sees the flowers, and drags him inside. She lies back on the couch, Jim, pulls her skirt up, rips off her knickers, and says, "This is for the flowers." "Don't be silly," said Patty. "You must have a vase somewhere."
No, that's not appropriate.
Oh, Jim.
That's surely not she's even got in the ballpark of approach.
Got a vase where you can put the flowers.
Magnificent women in this office are sitting out there and are disgusted.
Oh, what a pity.
What a pity, Toby.
Even the cleaners. The cleaners are in, Jim.
Never call us again, please.
And Queenie.
Charmin and Queenie.
Never call us again, please. Never in your life. Think about it.
And think, all right, we've dumped you, Toby, but there are people like...
Who?
Carmen and Queenie online and could hear that in their ear and are offended.
For even more of Billy's jokes
and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour,
download the Listener app now. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.